This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, thanks for coming back and tuning in to an episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you on here as each week we, or every other week, lately it's been weekly, as for now, it will change in September, but we've been sharing interviews of people who have some diverse and deep conversations to help us understand this experiment of life and to really elevate our minds. And so if you enjoy the podcast, if you enjoy the episodes, please do us a favor, share a review or go like it or subscribe. It helps get the message of what we're sharing out more to the public and really get this information out here so we can fulfill our vision of really helping individuals rediscover their greatness. And if you don't know already, we do have a free Facebook group specifically for our listeners. It's Empowered Living with Dr. Vic. The links are all in the show notes to do this. You can check it out there and right on the top, click on it, request to join. And it's designed for those who are really looking to elevate their mind and their life, break through the subconscious barriers, really trying to find that fulfillment, but more importantly, choose the life you want to have and experience it in your physical reality. So check it out. The notes are in, it's in the show notes for the link. Today, I had such a great conversation here with Chris Sirach, and it was great about self-realization, being you. What does that really mean? Diving deep into these elements of life, these questions that sometimes we just don't ask enough in life. And I really believe this conversation was great. I really enjoyed his energy and his just what he brings to the world and all that he's offering. And I was really excited to have him come on and just to dive deep. You can hear it's just that we had a great convo, easy flow. And I know you'll enjoy this just as much as I did, where we, you know, again, self-realization is something I'm really big on. And it's something that's a big purpose in my life. And I know that you'll find some wonderful nuggets here that he's going to share, and him and I going back and forth a little bit, that I know you'll find much value. So make sure to sit back and relax, whether you're cleaning, doing chores in the car, whatever, working on something and listening to this in the background, enjoy. Make sure you take a moment to take down some notes when you hear something that's really powerful for you. Appreciate you as always. Here is my interview with Chris Sirach.
Dr. Vic, it's such a pleasure.
Oh, I'm excited to have you on. I mean, just before getting on here, just chat with you a little bit. I know this is going to be you're speaking my love language in so many ways. We're going to be diving deep into what you're up to, what you're doing, and so much more. So thanks for taking the time. My listeners know I like to get into things. So I'm very curious. How did you get into what you're doing today? Like, how did life kind of straight path, kind of pinball machine effect? I mean, how did it get you to where you are today?
Yeah, so that's a great, there's great synergy here because it's life that got me here. And I think that's what it does with everyone. Life gets us to where we need to go. It was a lot of different shifts, including a couple bigger ones. I think a lot of my challenging times were early on, moving around a lot, not having any roots, different cultures. My parents were immigrants, but they never really settled, always with an eye on moving back to their respective countries once Civil War and everything calmed down. And so I kind of grew up in this bubble, which it was challenging when you're young like that because you're just seeking to be part of something. And I felt like I didn't belong anywhere. There wasn't anywhere in the world where I could feel at home. So that was challenging at first. And ultimately, that became a strength because I also wasn't too indoctrinated into one way of thinking or living. So it took some time for me to see that positive and it's made me who I am today. And so ultimately we can never really regret anything because the way we process life at any given point is just a reflection of who we are and how we, process everything. And it's really how we see ourselves. So we're only always experiencing ourselves in everything we do.
I love that. And, regret is something that you hear often about. I mean, I know growing up, I would hear, it was conversations with my grandfather or certain people I was talking to, and they would always be like, oh, I regret that this happened or I regret doing this. And I think some people may have that now and today's, I mean, even I'm going to be almost 40 and it's like, it's amazing how some people say, I regret I didn't do this or I regret, I wish I did this, And I'm like, well, that's a form of regret because you're wishing something changed in your path or your past. What are some things that you, I'm just going to pick your brain on this. When it comes to regret, how to see past that and how to really look at that. Cause like you were sharing, like I moved around a lot, didn't have a lot of roots. Right. So you could look at it and said, that's not a good thing, but then you shifted perspective over time and we're like, yeah, but there was also a strength because X, Y, Z.
Yeah. It's really coming out of resistance to, everything. Most of our challenges come from wanting the situation, wanting people to be somebody they're not. It's just a form of resistance. And then we're kind of always stuck in the past, be it way in the past or even just today, this morning, right? Lingering on things, amplifying things beyond their shelf life. So there's a kind of a forward momentum that happens. I got into meditation and started going to retreats and just a lot of mindfulness and watching videos and looking at more and more, looking at the lesson, right? The reflection in everything. What is it saying about me? So especially when we feel triggered, it's pointing to something, right? It's pointing to something inside of us that needs attention. Usually, love, self-care, so some neglect or some wound that we need to heal. So then we shift into this mindset where like life isn't just happening to us. It's happening firstly because of us, because of who we are. That's why we see things. And then we shift gradually into, life is ultimately, it wants us to heal. It wants us to grow. It doesn't want us to stay small and lonely and scared. It wants us to be whole. So life is really happening for us. It's our greatest teacher.
So is it like you're saying it's not only just the greatest teacher, but it's like our best friend looking out for our best interests?
Yeah. It's really the love for creation is at our core, right? When we create anything with the best passions that we have, it's because we want to create something. So everything that's been created ultimately has this love of creation behind it, in it. And so when we get out of the past and future thinking and the self-critical thought and all that, and we start to experience ourselves as this love of creation and then we become it. And that's when we feel more like we're part of the greater experiment, as you like to say.
Yeah. So, because when you're sharing it like this, then how does, the energy and the aspects of victimhood doesn't exist then, right? Because if everything's happening,
it just doesn't,
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's just you're just, there's a forward looking of curiosity that we approach every situation with. It's like, let's see what happens next, right? You just don't look back anymore. You learn what you can, and you keep building kind of this positive forward upward momentum. And that's when we see the opportunities that we otherwise wouldn't see if we were mired in the past. That's when we feel just the vastness of everything. It's like, we can't predict any of this. Life is happening in such amazing ways. So may as well just be along for the ride, as opposed to thinking like you can determine the ride.
And it's amazing when you bring that up. That's how I was when I started learning universal laws and learning about quantum physics and all this stuff. And I remember I was like, oh man, I feel like I'm learning about the rules to life here, like this thing. And I thought all of a sudden, I'm like, I can predict, right? They say, think about it, you whatever, and it's just going to happen. I'm like, done deal. Got that. Makes logical sense. And life beat me up for about 5 years. Although I had success along the way, but it was beating me up in ways because it was like, it wasn't happening as fast as I wanted to. It wasn't happening the way I wanted it to. And life just kept showing up like, there's, let go, enjoy the ride. And I think where I'm at in life now, it's kind of that thing where I'm really trying to learn, and I'm not a surfer by any means, but it's like a surfing. I could see like life is like a surf. You're surfing, and sometimes you get some big waves, sometimes it's a small wave. Sometimes a wave's so big it knocks you off. But you get back on the board, and you say, okay, what did I not do? What did I miss here? What did I not feel? What was going on that allowed for me to get knocked off on my butt or under the water? And you continually just keep looking at it, because waves are not going to come the same every time. Life's not always going to be the same, but if we can flow with it and let it just guide us and just know that we control one thing, ourselves, in other words, but then it makes it a little bit more exciting, and it becomes more of like an experiment. Yeah. I'm testing it out. Let me test this out. Let me try this out. Let me do this. Oh, cool. I learned that actually worked. This didn't like it, and so forth.
Yeah, the surf analogy is really accurate too, because you have this awareness of something greater than you. And you often hear like the drop in the ocean. And I think all psychology, all ancient texts, everything, as long as you carry the awareness of something bigger than you, then that's where you heal, that's where you grow, and you come out of this, the smallness and the anxiety, this anxious little place that we get into when we're just lost in thought all the time and overthinking things and trying to predict the future ultimately, right? And when we live in our heads so much, then none of that leads to happiness and really experiencing one's own greatness. So being in tune with that greatness and riding the waves as they come. And so when you look at surfers, that's why they're so addicted to the sport, because it's like you're out there and you're just observing, you're flowing, you're looking, you're always looking forward, right? Where's the next wave, the swell coming? And so that's a totally cool analogy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't say it came from me per se, because it was one day I was doing a breathwork session and that's what showed up, and it was just showing for where I was in my life. And I was like, and I was with a shaman and a bunch of us, and I was just sharing it. And I'm like, I'm not a surfer, just FYI, I don't surf, but I was like, this is what's coming to me. But it's interesting to learn to let go, because I think, I think it's a program. It's a conditioning that us to fear in some way, like we have to do, right? Because like when I work with business owners and stuff and things are getting tight, let's say they're having lean months or financially they're going through something, in their mind, the immediate response is, I got to act. I got to do. And I'm like, no, reflect, tap it. Why do you have to do right now? You're coming from a vibration that's lack and scarcity. I was like, you're just going to create more of this. Take a step back. Let's reset. Let's get back to balance. Let's get back to just being. Go enjoy a weekend. Just go take a day off. I'm like, I'm hurting financially. And you're telling me to take a day off. I'm like, trust me. You'll thank me. We're looking at the long-term game, not the short-term. And
yeah,
it's one of these things where we with that, but then also I brought it up earlier, like this whole thing of being a victimhood in life and every, we're taught to this construct of, well, this happened to me because of this, or I'm not thriving because look at the economy now, or look what happened here, look what happened there. And how do we start to, and I'm going to use your terminology, how do we start to be you? How do we start, not, you, not in the essence of you, the individual, yourself, I'm just saying as an individual of us being ourselves, How does that journey begin? How do we start to change away and break away from that mold so that we really can start tapping into this beautiful, infinite potential, expressing and sharing and just living life beyond what we could ever imagine? Big question.
Yeah. So no, yeah, I love it. And so it is central to, you know, my book and my retreats and all that. And it's ultimately coming out of our head. That's where all the noise is. That's where all the limiting beliefs are. That's where the victimhood is. That's where the reactivity comes from. And that's really we're conditioned to live in our heads and try to control and steer and predict, you know, life, which it can't. And then we're always in resistance to it because we have these expectations of how it should be going and then how it actually goes. So it's coming out of that headspace altogether. It's not trying to like fix it with the very tool that got you into kind of the trouble and the tight spot in the first place, but it's to sink into the wisdom of our body. That's where you mentioned breath work, meditation, just everyday mindfulness, using every single opportunity to connect to our senses. That's what keeps us present. And in that space of presence, life is so simple. There's no room for fear and anxiety and guilt and regret in the past or it's a simple place. And we're just really, our senses are our connective tissue to the present moment. And so if we just stay focused on that, then it takes a little practice, but then it's really returning to our natural way of being. That's to feel our feelings fully without reacting to them. It's the reaction and it keeps us lodged in our heads and it keeps us in resistance to what we're feeling, which is in response to what's happening right now. So then we're ultimately in resistance to right now. So it all stems from being too much in our heads. And I suffered from that tremendously. I was overthought everything and overanalyzed. And then, you know, I just realized along the way, it wasn't making me feel good after long debates. And so, you know, you just have to rewire the brain to come out of that mental reactive place. You can do it. You know, I do retreats, in-person retreats or personal mentoring. And even within a few sessions, after decades of living one way, you know, through the mental lens, we start to come out of it because it really takes a lot of work to be in resistance. It's a hard way of living. And we don't really recognize it till we recognize it. So coming out of the body, that is our natural. That's where the flow kicks in.
I love that. I mean, it really is. I mean, you have to spend, you know, it's kind of like, I remember reading a study one time and it was about men, how much they would spend double the amount of time and money and resources to prevent a rejection. And this was like in a dating thing or something, than it is to go through the rejection and just learn from it. And another analogy could be like swimming upstream is so much harder than going.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Downstream, right?
That's exactly it.
It's like I remember one time somebody was like, be like a turtle. If you ever watch a turtle in the ocean, they when the wave comes, they don't fight it, they just let the wave do what it's going to do. And then there's a moment where they start to swim, and then the wave comes and they just let it push it back, but they are moving forward. It's just, you know, a little at a time. And the turtle can do that, and they're moving slow, but they do not fatigue out. And I remember I was in Mexico in Cancun one time, and there was a big sea turtle just right there. And I was like, let me just see how this works. So I'm like, let me see. Here's my experiment. I'm going to sit here, stand in the water, and I'm looking at it. And literally the wave comes. It just lets out. The legs open up, and it just lets it go. And as soon as it comes back, it starts swimming. And then the wave came, and I was like, there it is in action. I hear the analogy, but I actually got to see it. And it's a lot of times we, you know, I always say resistance is the cause of all suffering, because we're, you know, we are in our mind, you know, creating these models and our preconditions and our subconscious and ancestral stuff and all these things that come passed down into us and programmed to where this is how we think it is. And instead taking that step back, I always share on the podcast, I've shared this in my books and even with clients, I always say, like, your mind at this moment, whatever happened, let's say an event happens to you, and in the immediate reaction, you're like, this is not good. Oh my goodness. Your mind is only can handle and only can see 0.00001% of all of what is going on with that one event. And so we can hold in on that little tiny piece, or we could sit back, like you were sharing, you know, tapping into the body, using mindfulness tools and things like that to get into that present, to allow to see, you know, if there's something greater, I just know what can I do? Let me take care of me. And I'll eventually get clear-headed. I'll eventually get back to that centeredness. And then I can feel and see where this is going to get. And maybe not, but maybe over time you can.
Yeah. And that's a great analogy. I think it's the one of the elephant that we hear a lot, where seven blind men walk into a room and they all kind of grab onto an elephant, one piece of it. And they think that's an elephant. And so it could be, you know, a bottle brush when they grab the tail, or a tree, stump if it's the leg or something, and it's only a piece of the reality. And so yeah, we just have to stay open to seeing things from all perspectives. There's a lot of water analogy today too. I went scuba diving recently, and when there's some kind of current and it grabs you, it's, if you try to fight it, then you start to panic. It literally, because you realize you don't have control, something greater at work here. And the instructors tell you to just relax and flow with it, and then kind of like, you know, let it take you somewhere and kind of guide your way out of it. But it's all very smooth and cooperative, being a facilitator of life as opposed to resisting the unfolding. So that's really, it's this amazing sandbox that we're in, experiment, as you call it, right? And rather than think that we can figure it all out in our heads, which is a tiny little fraction of reality, like you were saying, of what we know, just a handful of beliefs, which ultimately every belief is a limiting belief. And because we just can't know the full breadth and scope and depth of things. It's an incredible experience while we're here, and we should make the most out of it.
Amen to that. Now, one of the things I was telling my wife this last night, literally I was talking to her and I was like, I really think there's nothing bad in life. And I mean this in many different ways. People like to come with all their, you know, with the stories and all the baggage and all these other things. I'm like, hold on, you have to understand. I really believe life is really here to just, you know, it's there to give. Like, everything always works out. You know, it was something, I got some news on Monday night that was kind of like shocking and not a good way. It was something with business and I couldn't believe it came up this way. And I was like, what the heck? And my initial response is my knee-jerk reaction was like going down a rabbit hole of negative stuff. And I said, hold on, let me take a minute. And I told my wife, the next day came, I said, I moved all my stuff to the following day. I said, today you and I were just going to center, relax. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to hang out with my daughter. I'm going to do all the, just connect in that energy and that space. By halfway through the day, I was in such a peaceful place and such a centered place. Things started to turn around with that information I got. And then another opportunity, because I said, this is all going to work out. There's something better. Then if this isn't going to work, then something better is coming for us. And then all of a sudden I got another message of another possible opportunity that's coming up. And I'm like, see, and if I didn't take that time to be peaceful and just center, and just take a moment, not get in my head and create all these scenarios, because I almost wanted to. My wife's like, you're going down that path. I'm like, I know. I just, let me just get recentered and then I'll be good. And all of a sudden it was like, yeah, here we go. And then things turned around like that. I mean, within 20, it's amazing. We could write a movie just in the last 3 days. Like, you think it was just like, this only happens. And it was interesting. Like, here's this gets shut down. And 24 hours later, the deal opens back up potentially. I say potentially because it's more on us than anything. And then all of a sudden, then another deal came out of nowhere too. And I'm sitting there going, what the heck? You can't make this stuff up. And it's one of those things I always tell people, when you allow life to guide you and just, all you have to do is just center yourself and let the stuff just do its magic. you're not projecting energy that is going to, because you're right, happy, you said it happening, life's happening because of us, right? And not to us. And so it's one of those things like, if you keep that chaotic energy going out, you're going to start closing doors and miss the opportunities, rather than centering it in some way, shape, or form. It's going to help massively. My question to you then is, from sharing all that, is like, when you're talking about life as a mirror, what are some tools that you share with clients, or just you share, or your own personal self that you like to do, that helps you really get into that mirror effect, or I like to call the reflection, because it literally is a reflection, but self-reflect in a way, which I love spending time doing, that it works well for you, that you can share with the listeners?
Yeah. So the whole goal is to get into a state of, and it's kind of what you described, this calmness of just being and absorbing, allowing things to just settle in and sink in. And then the wisdom kind of arises on its own. The opportunities that, if we're just stuck in resistance to, no, I wanted it to be this way. And then we stay in that place of lack and, you know, everything you described, and then we're not really seeing the unfolding, what's happening. We're not in a in receiving mode. So how do we put ourselves in that calm space? Well, you know, one of the things I focus on, and when I work with private individuals as well as groups, and also at my retreats, is to look at mindfulness not as, you know, sitting in meditation in the morning, some separate activity, and then you have the rest of your day, but rather use the day, use the existing routines to deepen your experience. And it's usually, again, the little things, like when you're making your bed, feel the fabric. There's a reason why, you know, in the military, they make you make the bed. They want you to start the day on a positive momentum, a sense of accomplishment. And these little moments, they build up. And so it's all about, you know, lots of books have been written on the 1 degrees that ultimately day by day turns into, you know, big change. So it's really when you pour yourself a cup of coffee, it's smell the coffee, the temperature, the color, the shape, the cup, the mug that you're holding. I mean, all these things are sensory experiences. And so we're just, there's an overload almost, yet we live in in this kind of blind autopilot mode. And that's when we miss out on life. And so it's all about really connecting to the experience and what we're seeing, what we're hearing, what we're tasting, what we're smelling, you know, what we're feeling in our body. And that's what keeps us in that calm, grounded place and in the most open possible state to allow what's going to happen to happen, because it's going to happen anyway. So anyone that looks back on life who's lived more than a few years will acknowledge, well, life did its own thing. It's happened in a way I could never predict it, like you said. And so you're either, you have a choice to flow with that and with the unfolding, or be in resistance to it. And it's two very different life experiences.
And I love that. And it's so true. I mean, because life is all about contrast. So you're going to have, no one has, like, because I was, my mind got hooked in back in the day with law of attraction, was like, oh my God, life can just launch. It's all about me at the end of the day and my vibration. So everything can just keep really going up, 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 and it'll always be great. And everything will be dandy and wonderful and so forth. And then, life's all about contrast, where in the sense, like, I tell my clients now, like, you'll get what you need before you get what you want. And you have to transform that stuff of where we are to help us get to where we want to go. And I love how you brought up the one thing that I don't hear many people share often. And that is, right, everyone will say mindfulness, meditate, do this, breath work, do that. But it's how about doing it the little things mindfully? Because I think that's the real art of practicing mindfulness. It's not like, yeah, oh, I can go meditate. And this, I did this. I meditated for I've been meditating for over, now what is it, 15 years. But I was very committed to where I'm like, I'm meditating every single day. I'm going to see how long this goes. Not miss one day. It could be a 2-minute meditation. It could be an hour meditation. I'm going to meditate every day. And I went almost 4 years straight. And what I learned in that process was, yeah, I'm in a great peaceful state. I'm centered. I'm sending love messages to my wife and everything, all this stuff. And then my wife will see me like an hour later and I'm cranking in work and doing stuff. And she's like, where's the guy that wrote me that message? Where's the guy? You know, she's being the mirror effect, right? Your partner is a great, and I'm going to ask you that question in a little bit. And so it was one of those things I was like, interesting. I need to do the mindful things daily. Not the meditation's important, but it's the daily things I'm doing that's even more important. So I appreciate you sharing that. And so the mirror effect is life just a complete mirror then? Showing what we have within, just to tie everything together, what we talked about, right? Because we said life is happening because of us, and eventually it wants to work, life will happen for us. But is just life a mirror effect in essence?
Yeah, ultimately we are only experiencing ourselves. It starts with us, it ends with us. It's all about becoming more self-aware. And as our self-awareness grows, so if we can be aware of our thoughts, well, then we're not our thoughts, right? If we can be aware of our feelings, well, then we're not our feelings. What are we then? Well, we're the awareness. We're the container of those experiences. So the more we stay on the side of the container, the more we become bigger than any situation. There's nothing that can get at us or harm us or bring us down if we stay in the bigness, the vastness of our awareness of it. And so that's a muscle. A self-awareness is a muscle like anything else. And we can nurture it all day long as opposed to just a one-time gym visit and then it just becomes a chore. Rather, seeing every opportunity to, you know, even somebody who shows up late for a meeting, rather than being in resistance and blaming them, use that gift of that opportunity of unexpected time, just a few minutes to reconnect with your breath, or to look around and admire the environment, the decor, the people around you. If you're waiting in line at the coffee shop and just observe, even heck, start a conversation. Everyone's got a story. There's no such thing as an ordinary life. Everyone has extraordinary experiences to share. So there's so much magic constantly, and all we have to do is really stay out of this incessant stream of thinking, which really, when we're lost in thought, is when we're not here. That's when we're cut off from all that unfolding of life, and we're not really alive. I think some people say we're upward of 80% of the day we're lost in thought. And we spend so much time in longevity and investing in our health and wanting a good long life. But when we're, you know, spend 60 out of our 80 plus years lost in thought, that's a lot of time not actually being here, not actually living. So mindfulness and really staying present with the experience, engaged with what we're doing, using our senses as the connective tissue, that's what it's for. I mean, you look at nature, that's the tree. When the storm wind comes, it bends, it knows it ultimately makes it stronger. And it also knows that the sun will shine again. So those are the seasons of life. And it's all about just, accepting things, because they're all here to show us who we are and make us come out of the smallness of our beliefs.
I love that, brother. That's a great way to wind up this episode. How can people find you, follow you, your book, what you're up to, classes, your retreats, all that good stuff?
Yeah. So my book, Be You, The Journey of Self-Realization, it's on Amazon. It's in all the bookstores. It's also on Audible. I self-narrated it. And my website, Cirak.com, that's C like Charlie, IRAK.com. And then everywhere on social media, at Chris Cirak.
Awesome. And everyone, I will have all that great information in the show notes. So please go check that out. Chris, I knew this was going to be a good one. I appreciate you taking the time. I love your energy. I love your philosophy. I love how you see things. It's helping, and what you're doing, it's helping elevate people, which is actually eventually down the road going to help elevate the world. So I just appreciate the work you're doing and playing the part in it all in this experiment.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Vick. And we even look alike. I feel the same.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I appreciate it, brother, and keep up the great work. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.